My name is Todd Kennedy. I'm here with my wife, Diane Kennedy. Today is December 10th, 2019. We're recording today in Irvine, California. Diane, do you want to provide a little background on us?
Sure. Todd and I met in college, and we have been married for 30 years. We moved to Orange County from San Diego when our oldest son was 2, and then 3 years later, we had another son. Those boys are now 18 and 23, so Orange County really has been our family home. We are an outdoorsy bunch, and we spend a great deal of time enjoying the beaches and hiking and appreciating what a great place this is to raise a family. During our 21 years here, we developed a strong community foundation with our neighbors and the people we met through our involvement in the local schools, our church, and youth sports programs. This is our home, and we don't plan to leave.
And that is why we're so thrilled that City of Hope is expanding to Orange County.
Exactly. Why don't you share a little bit about why this matters so much to us and your diagnosis?
Despite living that healthy OC lifestyle, we were not immune to that sobering statistic from the American Cancer Society that 1 in 3 people will experience a cancer diagnosis at some point in their life. And in fall of 2017, I had some moderate back pain and just some persistent inflammation on my hip. Just assumed it was related to normal aging pains that happen after you turn 50 and you're living that active lifestyle. So I scheduled an appointment with my back doctor just to see if there was anything he could do. He did an exam, told me he was not concerned in the least. He suggested I just likely need a cortisone shot, but first, just to be cautious, he ordered an MRI. I had the MRI in mid-December, went for the follow-up and the results on the day after Christmas. So on December 26th, during the follow-up appointment, the doctor came in the room, and I could tell immediately he had this very concerned look on his face. And he said to me, "The MRI is not good. You either have stage 4 colon cancer spread to your bones, or you've got multiple myeloma, which is bone marrow cancer." He said, "It's not clear what cancer you have, but you clearly have cancer."
I remember that we were so convinced that there was nothing wrong, I didn't even go to the appointment with you. You had to call me from the parking lot to share the news. It was like someone took the air out of the room. I couldn't believe it. Those first 24 hours were awful. As we struggled through the many emotions of this cancer diagnosis, not knowing what type of cancer it was, what we also quickly learned over the next few days, that getting the news that you have cancer is there's never a good time to hear that. But getting the news on the day after Christmas, during a time when doctor's offices are closed and everyone is away on holiday, is really bad.
Yeah, that's right. And we had so many questions and we wanted to take action and start treatment right away. But understandably, many of the doctors we hoped to see were on vacation for the holidays. So we had some extra stress and we also had some extra time, but we used that time to do our homework. And we quickly came to understand that my long-term success and survival really depended on consulting physicians with deep expertise in my specific cancer. And with that expertise, we could get that right diagnosis, the right treatment plan, the right coordinated care team, and get it all done at the right time. So we were able to get some basic tests completed locally, and we were confident in the diagnosis that we had that I have multiple myeloma. And we did extensive research on multiple myeloma and centers of excellence. We consulted friends and cancer survivors, colleagues in the healthcare community. We were looking for a place that was on the cutting edge of research that also had a deep compassion for its patients. And ultimately, our research led us to the conclusion that we did not need to get on an airplane. We would have traveled anywhere. But we came to realize and appreciate that world-class compassionate care was not that far from Orange County. It was about an hour and a half away in Duarte at City of Hope. So we decided to make the call.
That first call to City of Hope is one of my favorite stories. Why don't you share about that?
I called the 800 number at City of Hope and an operator named Kim picked up. I won't ever forget her. I told her my name is Todd. I said, "I've just been diagnosed with multiple myeloma." And without hesitation, she said, "We can help." To have a real person answer at 4 p.m. on a Friday afternoon was a small miracle, but to hear those three simple words was a true blessing. I told her that Dr. Amrita Krishnan, the director of the myeloma research program, had been highly recommended, and if possible, I'd really like to see her. Kim said that not only is Dr. Krishnan a brilliant doctor, she loves to hear from her patients. She said, you should send her an email. And so with that encouragement, you, Diane, you wrote that email to Dr. Krishnan on a Sunday night at 9 p.m., and I couldn't believe it, but 11 minutes later, she responded with the most compassionate message and commitment to see me in just a couple days. We literally cried tears of joy. Diane, why don't you share about our first visit to City of Hope?
It was 22 days from the time you were told you had cancer to the day we walked in the doors of City of Hope in Duarte for the first time. We didn't even know where Duarte was before all of this. Now we're Waze experts and can tell you 101 different ways to get from OC to Duarte, depending on traffic and road conditions or fires. And we've encountered a bit of all of it over the past 2 years. But as nervous as we were getting to Duarte, I remember how we were put at ease instantly by everyone we met. Danny, our patient navigator, gave us a basic tour, showing us where we needed to go and sharing his own personal story of being not only a City of Hope employee, but also a patient and a cancer survivor as well. It seemed like a maze at the time, but I remember how we were so impressed by how everything was coordinated and organized, and we instantly fell in love with the portal as our one-stop shop to get lab results and keep track of appointments. There was so much of our life that was out of control, and it was calming and comforting to have a coordinated system between the labs and our doctor and the nurses in the infusion center. Dr. Krishnan was amazing and so patient with us. We had so many questions. It had been 22 days since we had received the cancer diagnosis, and even less than that from the time we learned that you had multiple myeloma. And it had seemed like everything was in slow motion up until that point. And then we met her, and instantly we had a plan, and it was time for action. We saw her on a Wednesday, and she scheduled you to start treatment the very next day, Thursday, January 18th, your 53rd birthday, one that we'll never forget. How would you describe the care that you received at City of Hope?
I describe the care as truly expert, evidence-based, compassionate, coordinated, comprehensive, and effective. The treatment plan is working. When I came to City of Hope, my cancer was rapidly spreading, and now it's under control. My treatment plan has been aggressive, including chemo, radiation, immunotherapy, a stem cell transplant, and careful monitoring. But even with that, I've only missed 3 weeks of work during the transplant, and the side effects have been really manageable. I've never missed any of my son's hockey games. We've enjoyed family vacations in Hawaii and Colorado. This summer, we celebrated high school and college graduations. So even with cancer, we're living life to the fullest.
That's very true. In the last 2 years, we spent many days at City of Hope. I don't know how they do it, but every single person we have met has demonstrated a spirit of hope and compassion. And I truly believe that a hopeful staff leads to hopeful patients and families. I'm always surprised. Patients walking the halls are literally fighting for their lives. You would think it would be a depressing place, but instead I see more smiles than tears. It's a cancer center, but it's full of energy, purpose, compassion, strength, and hope. What are your thoughts, Todd, on the importance of hope?
Well, fighting cancer requires endurance, and it strengthens your character and produces hope. As tough as it can be, sustained hope and a never, ever, ever give up spirit is absolutely essential. I get that hope from the love and support from my family and friends, as well as from my faith in God, and also faith in my doctor and my care team and my personalized treatment plan.
Why do you feel cancer research is so important?
Well, unbelievable progress has been made in recent years for so many types of cancer, but of course there's still a significant need for new, safe, effective treatments and cures. 10 years ago, the life expectancy for a patient like me was pretty short. But now, with recent breakthroughs, there's reason for hope of a long and productive and happy life. One of the reasons we chose City of Hope is because of their active research program. In fact, there's no cure yet for multiple myeloma. But one of the most promising approaches is gene-based therapy being pioneered and currently in clinical trials at City of Hope. So my goal is to maintain a deep, durable remission for years. And when the day comes, and that day will come, that a cure is available, Dr. Krishnan and the City of Hope team will have either been directly involved or will be very much aware of the best available treatment and potential cures, and they'll get me connected. It goes back to, I think, to that importance of having strong networks. We have our social networks like Facebook, professional networks like LinkedIn. But when you're a cancer patient, I feel it's important to have a medical and a scientific network. There's value not only in what my doctor knows, but who she knows, and the research that her colleagues are doing at Harvard, at Mayo Clinic, at MD Anderson, or other centers of excellence around the world. So when that curative treatment comes available, she'll make sure it comes my way.
I feel very grateful that not only is City of Hope coming to OC, but they are making a major investment in our community. $1 billion to build new facilities, a new hospital dedicated to cancer patients, and a world-class network of cancer experts. Why do you feel this is so significant?
Well, $1 billion investment is very significant, and there will be increased access to this world-class personalized care, new access to clinical trials and breakthrough science, and a new trustworthy partner for collaboration and innovation, not only for treatment and cures, but also for prevention and early detection. Like you said earlier, Orange County is our home, and we don't plan to leave. We raised our family here. We are hopeful that our sons will raise their families here as well. And it's true, we have spectacular beaches, amusement parks, culture, sports. But really, when you pause and think about it, more important than all of those things is health. Your health, my health, our kids' health, our neighbors' health. And I am so grateful that for the health of our community and for future generations, City of Hope Orange County will soon be here caring, collaborating, and innovating to save and improve lives.